You're listening to an African Elements top news story for February 23, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Tragic Mediterranean crossing deaths, why migration routes shifted. By Darius Spearman. The Mediterranean Sea remains a site of immense tragedy for many people seeking a better life. In late February 2026, the shores of Libya and the waters near Greece became the latest scenes of heartbreak. Authorities reported that several bodies washed ashore near Tripoli, while a separate incident occurred near the island of Crete. These events are part of a larger pattern of migration that involves individuals from across the African continent and various war zones. The situation near Tripoli involved the discovery of at least seven bodies of sub-Saharan migrants. This group included three children whose lives ended far too early. These individuals were likely victims of what experts call an invisible shipwreck. This term refers to maritime disasters that go unrecorded by official monitors. At the same time, a wooden boat carrying 50 people capsized south of Crete. Although rescuers saved 20 people, at least 5 deaths were confirmed and 20 others are still missing. This start to 2026 has become the deadliest on record since tracking began in 2014. To understand the current crisis, one must look at the history of the region. For many years, Libya was not a place people merely passed through. It was a primary destination for laborers from Africa and the Middle East. After the discovery of oil in the 1960s, the nation needed many workers for construction and farming. By the year 2009, Libya hosted approximately 2.5 million migrants who found steady employment there. During the rule of Muammar Gaddafi, migration was often used as a political tool. Gaddafi would threaten to allow more people to reach Europe to get what he wanted from European leaders. In 2008, he signed a treaty with Italy. This deal gave Libya billions of dollars in investments in exchange for stopping irregular migration. This era showed how deeply the African roots of labor and migration shaped the regional economy before political stability collapsed. The year 2011 changed everything for Libya and its migrant population. The civil war and the removal of Gaddafi created a massive power vacuum. Without a central government, different militias and smuggling groups took control. The movement of people turned from a regulated labor market into a lawless business. Smuggling became a major part of the conflict economy. Groups now make millions of dollars by moving people through coastal towns like Sabratha and Tobruk. The words used in news reports often hide the human reality of these journeys. Terms like sub-Saharan migrant are frequently used to describe black individuals from nations south of the Sahara Desert. In many parts of North Africa, these individuals face systemic anti-black racism. They are often targets for abuse because of their skin color. This racialized experience is a critical part of the migration story that is often overlooked in standard headlines. The term irregular migration is another example of language that can be misleading. It describes movement that happens outside of official visa pathways. However, many people use these routes because they are excluded from legal systems. This is not about criminal intent but about survival. The resilience of families is tested when they must choose between staying in a war zone or taking a dangerous boat trip. They are seeking the same safety and opportunity that any human being desires. Furthermore, invisible shipwrecks represent a terrifying reality for the families left behind. When a boat disappears without a trace, no official records exist. These are ghost deaths that never appear in official statistics unless bodies wash ashore weeks later. The lack of documentation reflects a global system that often devalues the lives of black and brown people on the move. It is a social justice issue that requires a deeper look at how we count and value human life. In 2017, the European Union changed its approach to migration. Italy signed a memorandum of understanding with Libya. This deal was backed by the EU and aimed to keep migrants from reaching Europe. The plan involved training and funding the Libyan Coast Guard to intercept boats at sea. Once caught, people are returned to Libya rather than being allowed to seek asylum in Europe. This policy has been criticized by many human rights organizations. The Libyan Coast Guard is not a single national force. Instead, it is made up of various local militias that may not follow international laws. These groups have been accused of terrible crimes, including violence against people at sea. By paying these groups to act as a border force, Europe is essentially pushing its borders into Africa. This is known as border externalization. The result of this containment is a cycle of suffering. People who are intercepted are sent to detention centers. The United Nations has described these places as sites of unimaginable horrors. Migrants face torture, forced labor, and extreme violence inside these walls. This system mirrors the shift to mass incarceration seen in other parts of the world. Instead of finding safety, people are trapped in a cycle of detention and abuse. Because the route from Tripoli to Italy is so heavily patrolled, smugglers have found new ways to move people. One of the most significant changes is the 600% increase in arrivals to Crete and the island of Gavdos since late 2023. To avoid the Libyan Coast Guard near Tripoli, boats now depart from eastern Libya, specifically from the port of Tobruk. These journeys are much longer and involve crossing treacherous open seas. The distance from Tripoli to the Italian island of Lampedusa is about 185 miles. This is similar to the distance between New York City and Baltimore. However, the route to Crete is much further and more dangerous. Smugglers often use smaller, unseaworthy rubber dinghies that are not built for the high seas. When these boats encounter trouble, there is often no one nearby to help. This has led to the rise in deaths that authorities are currently reporting. The people on these boats are often from Egypt, Pakistan, and Bangladesh. Many are fleeing economic collapse in their home countries. In Egypt, rising prices and a lack of jobs have pushed thousands of young men to seek work in Europe. They join people from Sudan and Syria who are fleeing active war zones. This mix of economic and political factors creates a steady stream of people willing to risk everything for a chance at a new life. Migration is rarely a simple choice. It is driven by powerful forces like war and environmental disasters. The Sudanese civil war has created one of the largest displacement crises in the world. Millions of people have been forced to leave their homes to escape ethnic cleansing and hunger. Many of these individuals head toward Libya, hoping to find a way across the sea to safety. In the Sahel region, climate change is a major factor. Temperatures there are rising faster than the global average. This has destroyed the land for farmers and herders, leaving them with no way to feed their families. When the land no longer provides, people must move to survive. These climate refugees often end up in the same dangerous smuggling networks as those fleeing war. Just as failed systems in the past left people without resources, modern global issues are forcing millions into a state of permanent movement. President Donald Trump and other world leaders face a world where these push factors are only getting stronger. The instability in countries like Mali and Niger creates a ripple effect that eventually reaches the shores of Greece and Italy. Without addressing the root causes like climate change and regional conflict, the number of people attempting these crossings is likely to remain high. The human cost will continue to grow as long as border security is prioritized over human dignity. The recent tragedies near Tripoli and Crete are a reminder that the current system is broken. High Commissioner for Human Rights Volker Turk has stated that the horrors in Libya are a direct result of a system that does not put people first. When countries focus only on hardening their borders, they do not stop migration. They only make it more dangerous and more profitable for smugglers. Moreover, the treatment of black migrants in North Africa highlights a global need for social justice. The continuum of violence that people face, from slave markets in Libya to shipwrecks in the Mediterranean, is a stain on human history. Addressing these issues requires more than just patrol boats. It requires a commitment to human rights and an understanding of the historical reasons why people are on the move. As we look at the headlines, we must remember the faces behind the numbers. The three children who washed ashore near Tripoli were not just statistics. They were members of a diaspora seeking the same peace and security that we all want for our families. The history behind the headlines tells us that migration is a part of the human story. How we treat those on the move defines our own humanity in the 21st century. Copyright, African Elements.